Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into something pretty fundamental for software projects, choosing the right backend language. It's a big decision, right? You've got to think about capabilities, operating systems, how big the project might get. And today, we're focusing specifically on Java.
Yeah, and it's kind of fascinating, isn't it? Java's been around for, what, 3 decades? And it's not just hanging on. It's still a major player in the backend world. So our goal here is really to cut through some of the noise, figure out why Java is still such a strong choice, and maybe more importantly, when it's really the best tool for the job. Think of this as your shortcut to getting informed.
Okay, so you mentioned its history. To really get why it's lasted so long, we probably need to start at the beginning with that core idea. What was it? Write once, run anywhere, W-O-R-A. And the JVM, the Java Virtual Machine, why was that such a big deal?
Exactly. W-O-R-I, thanks to the JVM. Well, it meant you could write your code one time, and boom, it runs pretty much anywhere. Any operating system, no big changes needed. That cross-platform thing, huge time and money saver. But honestly, that's just scratching the surface. What's really clever about Java's design is how it scales. Things like dynamic linking loading code only when needed, and its automatic memory management, they're like the hidden engines letting it handle really heavy traffic. Perfect for projects that you know are gonna grow.
Right. Handles growth. And you also mentioned the ecosystem.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just big, it's mature. 30 years means, you know, tons of frameworks, libraries, all tested in the real world. These are ready-to-go solutions that can seriously speed things up and, frankly, make your project less risky. And security, it's baked right into the JVM itself. Stuff like bytecode verification, it's like a security check before the code even executes. That's pretty robust. Then you have things like JCA for authentication, JCA for an encryption, digital signatures, all that good stuff.
Okay, so built-in security, not just bolted on.
Precisely. Plus, you've got this massive active community. Need help? You'll probably find an answer fast. Updates keep coming. And performance is solid too, thanks to the JVM's just-in-time compilation, JIT, and automatic garbage collection keeping things stable.
Okay, those are some compelling points. Strong foundation. But let's make it practical. If someone listening has a project idea right now, how do these strengths tell them, yes, Java's the one? Like, when is it not just a good choice, but maybe the only sensible choice?
Right, good question. So think about scenarios where scalability is absolutely mandatory, like a big e-commerce site expecting huge Black Friday spikes. Java's multi-threading is great for handling lots of users at once, and it plays nice with cloud load balancers.
Okay, high traffic stuff. What else?
Definitely enterprise-level applications. Think big banks, insurance companies, large organizations building complex, really reliable systems. Frameworks like Jakarta EE or the very popular Spring framework are designed for this. And Java's backward compatibility is a huge plus here, helps future-proof things.
Makes sense for big, complex systems.
And it's also a really solid choice for microservices. Even though some newer languages get buzz here, Java integrates really well with tools like Docker, Kubernetes. Plus, you have lightweight frameworks like Spring Boot that make building those smaller, independent services much, much easier.
You mentioned Spring Boot there. Let's maybe unpack the tools a bit. Before frameworks, though, Java's core philosophy is object-oriented, right? Mm. How does that OOP approach actually help in building these back-end systems?
Yeah, fundamentally, OOP, working with classes and objects, it just pushes you towards writing code that's modular, that's reusable. It makes managing complex logic way easier in the long run. And practically, that leads to great tools for things like database integration, frameworks and APIs, you know, Hibernate, JDBC, JPA. They smooth out talking to databases, whether they're old school relational ones or newer NoSQL types.
Got it. And Spring Boot specifically, you said it's like a magic wand.
Huh. Well, maybe not magic, but it's incredibly helpful. Spring Boot cuts down so much setup, auto-configuration, way less boilerplate code. It just lets developers focus on the actual business logic faster. And yeah, with embedded servers, it's fantastic for microservices and cloud stuff. Really ties into the whole Spring ecosystem nicely.
Okay, it sounds powerful. But, you know, no technology is perfect. We need the balanced view. What are the potential downsides or challenges developers might face with Java?
Absolutely, got to be realistic. One thing is memory usage. Java apps can sometimes use more memory, partly because of the JVM overhead and that garbage collection process, so you need to manage that carefully, especially in resource-constrained environments, or performance can take a hit.
Okay, memory footprint. What else?
There can be a steeper learning curve, especially for newcomers. Mm-hmm. Mastering OOP properly, navigating the huge number of libraries, getting your head around things like error handling and concurrency,
yeah.
It takes time and effort.
Right, it's not something you pick up in a weekend.
Definitely not. And some might find the code a bit verbose sometimes, meaning you might need to write more lines of code in Java to do something than you would in, say, Python or Kotlin. That can sometimes slow down initial development, maybe for smaller things.
So wrapping this up then, we've kind of explored the landscape, why Java is still such a powerhouse for back-end work.
Yeah.
Particularly for those big, scalable, secure systems.
Okay. You know,
the robust features, that huge ecosystem, running anywhere.
Exactly. Which brings up an interesting final thought for you, the listener. We've talked a lot about Java's strength in enterprise and complex stuff, but that makes you wonder, right, is it also a good fit for smaller back-end projects? Or, you know, are there other languages that might actually be better suited for those scenarios? And if so, what makes them stand out? What did you take away today about where Java really shines and maybe where it doesn't?